You know that, don't you? So we're going to move right along here tonight. We've got some other stuff to show you and let you see and hear. Right now, I want our ushers, if you would, to come forward and get our offering plates. We're going to take up our regular evening offering. This is for the youth rally. Everyone settle down now, please. Get your seat, get your Bible. I want to show you tonight why we're here. Open your Bible, please, to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 2. The book of Ephesians, chapter number 2. I know you're tired. I'm going to be brief tonight. Some of y'all have traveled all day to get here. As you know, there's been more work, more prayer, more fasting, more preparation, more money spent, more planning going to these two nights than all the other weekends about it put together for our church. So we'll need you to sit down, keep the kids still for just a few minutes tonight as we read the scripture here in Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 1. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God. You better thank the Lord that's in your Bible. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. I'll preach tonight on the subject, but God. Down through the centuries, men and women, lives were over. In despair, in destruction, in absolute ruin. But God stepped in. You can follow this truth all the way through the Bible. Adam and Eve, even there in the Garden of Eden. The Bible tells us Adam and Eve were there in a perfect environment with a perfect weather. Had it absolutely made with everything they could possibly want. Can you imagine living in the Garden of Eden? That's all they want in Hollywood and all over the world right now is what Adam and Eve had then. Water squirting up, plants everywhere. Go into a big nice hotel, that's what you see. Fine food, perfect weather, atmosphere control. It was all perfect there in the Garden of Eden. And as you know, the devil came and he tempted Eve. And the Bible said that she partook of the fruit and ate thereof. When Eve partook of that fruit and ate, sin right then entered into the human race. Now, according to them, when she handed it to her husband and he did eat, that meant that every person from then on down through history was infected and born in sin. We were born in sin, in iniquity. And sin did our mothers conceive us. And we were born sinners by nature. And as soon as we got old enough, became sinners by choice. Now when Adam and Eve sinned, it seemed like all was lost. God even told them, he said, you've got to leave your beautiful home. They had to leave the garden there. And the Bible said there when Adam and Eve, I can imagine the music playing softly as they left, as they walked out of the Garden of Eden. I don't know. We're not told how long they lived in the Garden of Eden before. It might have been a long time. And enjoying the pleasures of God. And as they were leaving, the music softly playing, Adam and Eve leaving their home. Can you imagine how sad that was? Every tear that's ever been shed, every little baby that's ever suffered, every mom and daddy who's ever hurt, like he's talking about fussing and fighting, all started on that day. All the heartaches of the thousands and thousands of years and people living and dying on this earth, all the misery started on that day. And the devil looked, no doubt, and he thought, I've got them, I've got them, I've got them. I've got the human race now. They sinned. There's no way that they can ever be right now. There's no way. But God, the Bible said, he took an animal. And he took that little animal. We're not told what it is, so I believe it was a sheep, a lamb. And he took that lamb, and he killed that lamb. And he said, you might have made a mess, but I'm not done yet. But God, and he took that lamb, and he made them coats of skin and covered their nakedness of sin. Adam and Eve, they fell, but God made a way. They went down, but God made a way. Has your life gone down? Are you here tonight and your life's all messed up? I'm telling you tonight, but God. There is a God in heaven tonight that loves you and cares about you, and he wants to do something in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever lost your home like Adam and Eve did? Lost your home in a fire? Lost your job? Lost everything you own? Lost everything? There's somebody bigger than me and you that can help you here tonight. But God came on the scene. We see the same thing in Noah's day. By the time we get to Genesis 6, the whole world had corrupted its way by sin. And the Bible said the thoughts of men's heart became only evil continually. It got worse and worse and worse and worse. Wickedness were continuing. And in modern day language, they were partying. They were living it up. They were getting drunk. They were getting high. The Bible said they were drinking, eating, and drinking. They were making a god out of their food and drink and just living it up. It's our life. We're going to do what we want. It's my life. That sound like somebody you've heard lately? I'll say what I want. I'll do what I want. I'll be what... That's the way they was in Noah's day. And the Bible said that the thoughts of the imagination of men's heart, all they thought about was something dirty. Everything. I mean, you couldn't hold up a piece of paper without them making a dirty joke about it. Sound like anybody you've heard of lately? We're living in the same time now. In Noah's day, they got worse and worse and worse. At first it seemed harmless, and then it got worse. The Bible said marriage, given in marriage, had no respect at all for the marriage vow. No respect at all for what God said was right and wrong. Shacking up, living together, and living in sin without being right in the sight of God. And they drank. It wasn't long till somebody gave them a Percocet. And it wasn't long after that till they got a Vicodin. And it wasn't long after that till they got crystal meth. And it wasn't long after that till they was dancing with Molly. And it wasn't long after that until it was every weekend. All they thought about was, we're going to get drunk. We're going to get high. Maybe you're here like that tonight. That's what they did then. You know what? They got worse and worse and worse. They lived for the weekend. It's like I heard about it the other day. This lady who drove that van full of kids off in the ocean. Did y'all hear about that? I mean, just right out into the water. That's the way it was in Noah's day. Had no respect at all for human life. 4,400 babies a day being murdered in this country by abortion. Listen, you can't tell me it's any worse then than it is now. Ladies and gentlemen, it was bad. A man in South Carolina just recently found out that his wife had found somebody else. She had had an affair. And that man with a teenage boy in high school went to a motel. And he took a gun in a motel room and blew his brains out just down the road here, not far from here, just the other day. His little boy had to go back to school thinking, my mama's gone, now my daddy's dead, it's all over with. Life as we know it is gone. Maybe you feel like that here tonight. Maybe you're here tonight and you feel like this youth rally is my last chance. Maybe you're here tonight and you think there's no hope for me. Maybe you're here tonight and you see this choir up here singing and you say, I'd give anything in the world if I could feel clean on the inside and I could feel good and God could forgive me. Well, that's the way they was in Noah's day. It was over. God said, I'll destroy man that I've made upon the face of the earth. God said, I'm going to wipe them out. He said, I'll send a flood that'll destroy every one of them. But you know what it said? It said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And I'm glad to say tonight, thank God, no matter how bad it gets, no matter how much you're on drugs, no matter how bad you've been, I don't care what you've done, I don't care where you've been, I'm telling you tonight, bless His name, there's a God in heaven that loves you, that'll help you tonight if you'll let Him. Amen. First it was just a beer. Then it was out liquor. The whiskey. And then they started, it was all smoking pot and drinking and getting high. And it got to where it was 2 days a week. And then 3 days a week. And then 5 days a week. See, sin is progressive. The more you do it, the more you want to do it. And the first thing you know, it gets a hold of you. They say the strings of sin are so slowly formed, you don't know yet until it's too strong to be broken. The strings of sin wrapping around you like a thread are too small to be noticed until they're too strong to be broken. Did you hear me? The strings of sin are too small to be felt until they're too strong to be broken. That means, kids, you can't get out here and fool around and mess around with that stuff. You think, I'm just going to get high one time. That's what everybody thought. That's what every drug addict thought. That's what everybody in trouble thought tonight. I'm only going to do it once. I'm not going to make a habit out of it. But Noah said this. He said, God, will you save me? And the Lord said, Noah, build a boat. Build that boat. The whole world would have died and went to hell. But God made a plan. God made a plan. He said, build that boat. He said, 120 years. And the time went by, and God saved Noah and his family. Man, Joseph, there in the book of Genesis, was betrayed by his brethren. Have you ever had your own brothers and sisters betray you? I'm sure there's probably 100 young people here tonight. Daddy walked out. Mama walked out. Daddy walked in one day and said, honey, we've got to talk to you. Daddy ain't going to be living here no more. Mama's sitting over here crying. And you looked up and said, why, Daddy? Why ain't you going to live here no more? Well, honey, me and your mama couldn't get along. And mama just rolled her eyes like, why don't you tell him the real truth? Yeah. Yeah. Little kids, listen, when you get selfish like that and demand your own way, you think, they always say the same thing. They'll get over it. No, they don't get over it. They don't get over it. They're scarred for the rest of their life when they have to go through the separation of their parents. Sometimes it can't be avoided. I understand that. But I'm telling you tonight, their hearts are ripped out. Those little boys and girls cry. Have you ever felt like that? That's the way Joseph felt. The Bible said Joseph had his dreams. He dreamed about the sun and the moon and the 11 stars bowing down to his. That was a picture of his dad, and his mom would one day bow before him. And they didn't like that. They said, behold, this dreamer cometh. We'll see what you think. We'll see, show you what we think of your dreams. And they had Joseph, and his daddy had made him a coat of many colors. And they took that coat from off Joseph, and they threw him in a pit. A great big deep pit. And they took that coat and put blood on it and took it home to his daddy and said, an animal hath killed him. Ladies and gentlemen, how do you think he felt down there? How do you think he felt down there in that pit? All alone, all by himself, all down there with nobody to help him, all down like this. Have you ever felt like that? I have. You ever felt like there's nobody you can talk to? You ever felt like there's nobody you can turn to? Have you ever felt like nobody can understand you? Have you ever felt like nobody cares? Have you ever felt like I'm all alone in the world? Ain't nobody cares about me? Have you ever felt like that? That's the way Joseph felt. That the Bible said. You know what the Bible said in the book of Acts? It said he was down there, but God was with him. God was with him. God was with him. I'm going to tell you tonight, thank God. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. If God be for us, then who can be against us? Listen, if the Lord hadn't been for me, I'd have been gone a long time ago. I'd have been gone a long time ago. Reggie, they wrote me off before I ever even met you. And that's 100 years ago. Listen, before I ever even knowed him, they said Danny Castle will never make it. Danny Castle's gone. Listen, if I had a dollar for every time somebody said that, I'd be a rich man. And you know what they forgot? They forgot one thing. But God! But God! But God! Amen. Hadn't you ever felt like you didn't have nowhere to know? But God gave you a job. Hadn't you ever felt like there's no way I can get my light bill paid? But God sent it in somehow or another. Have you ever felt like nobody cares? But God sent somebody by to put your arm around you and maybe slip you a $10 bill and say, go get you something to eat. Listen, I've had that over and over and over and over. Joseph wound up in jail. There's a lot of you religious people. I'm talking to you that ain't never done anything wrong. Pray for the rest of us sinners. We'll have a good time here tonight. But there's some of you religious people who've never done nothing wrong, or you think you ain't, that don't think God's have anything to do with somebody in prison. Joseph was in prison. And I mean, he was accused, he wasn't guilty, accused of rape. And accused. Most Christians say, I'm not having anything to do with him. Look what they're saying about him. Look what the newspapers are saying about him. Look what the TV said about him. Oh, it was everywhere. I'm telling you what, God was with him. I'm telling you tonight, if God will be with you, that's all you need in this whole world of sin. If God be for us, then who can be against us? You see, God and one is a majority. God's a majority all by himself. Amen. I wouldn't want to mess with him if I was you. But God. Joseph was down there in prison. This happens every youth rally. Something does to help me and confirm it. This letter right here, I got in the mail a while ago. I was praying. I had a stack of mail. I said, I believe I'll just open that. This letter is from a young lady who used to stand right here and sing. Listen, girls. I won't read it all. She's talking about going before the grand jury on May the 8th to be sentenced to several years in prison. She said, please have everyone pray for me. I look back at my life a few years ago and think about how simple it was whenever I was living the way I was supposed to. And now it's went straight to hell. The devil has me and he's ruined my life in so many ways. Drugs are not the answer. Meth is not the answer. I just got this a while ago. And if anybody says it is, then you can use me for an example anytime. Listen, girls, I sit around and sing the old songs that we used to sing in my cell. I walk around my block and sing the songs, our choir songs. God has me here for some reason. I'm not sure what it is, but God is good. Please pray for me. I love you, Brother Danny. Love always. And signs her name. And she puts pray, pray, pray. You know what she's found out? She's found out that you don't play with sin and come out all right. But she's also found out if you're at the bottom and you're down in the prison cell, that the same God that's in the Baptist church on Sunday will be right down there with you if you'll get your heart right with Him. I'm telling you tonight, people, we got a good God. We got a good God. We got a good God. He's been good to us. Daniel in the lion's den. They thought it was over. When they opened up that lion's den, there's lions in there. Matter of fact, the Bible don't say lion's den. It says den of lions. You could have a lion's den, there might not be no lions in it. But if you got a den of lions, there's lions in there. And they was hungry. They didn't ever feed them till somebody acted up. And Daniel got thrown down in there, and the Bible said he was down there. They shut the door and went home and went to sleep. Said, well, we'll never hear nothing else. I mean, it's over. Man cannot survive in that condition. Man cannot survive where there's lions, hungry lions. It's impossible to live. They'll break his bones. They'll chew him up. But God. They always forget that right there. The world always forgets that. Every time they count us out, they forget one thing. But God. But God. But God. And you know what? You know, old Leo down there, and an angel come down there, and about that time, Leo, big one. His head's that big right there. He looked like one of them old hairdos them women used to wear to church. They go out there on the side of the interstate and spray when a truck went by. I just spray it like that. And boy, about that time, Leo come over there and looked at Daniel. The Bible said, bang! And the angel shut that lion's mouth. And he looked at Daniel and said, "Brr, brr, like the little blood of him. I'll treat you a little stupid." That's what he did. Sorry about that. You're in the spitting zone right here. You know that. Listen. Spout where the glory comes out. Let me tell you something, brother. They said, and the Lord said, shut up, shut up, shut up. And old Daniel and old King couldn't even sleep that night. He had to take Tylenol PM, Goody PM, everything else. Right? He rolled around there all night long, had nightmares. Daniel got all comfortable like that on that big African fur rug. It was heated, you know. And buddy, a big place down there, laid that head down on that pillow and slept like a brand new baby. You know why? But God. But God. God was on the scene. God was on the scene. I'm telling you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we see it through history. I remember reading about Harry Ironside. And if you've never studied church history, you know, a great preacher by the name of Harry Ironside. His mom was named Sophia. And Sophia, bless her heart, story went that her husband, who was a street preacher, passed away. She had two little boys, Harry and his brother. And back then, there wasn't no welfare. There wasn't no food stamps. There wasn't no Obamacare, thank God. There wasn't no help for nobody that was poor. If you was poor, you just did without. And I tell you, brother, they like to starve to death. And she said, Mort, one day, they're sitting down. And she set her little boys about that high down at the table. And she set those little boys down at the table. And they didn't have a thing in the house but water. And she poured them both a glass of water. And she said, boys, we're going to thank God for the food. That's back in the day when you had to trust the Lord. We didn't have somebody hand it to us if we did without. And it's still like that in other countries in the world. They bowed their head to pray. She read them Isaiah 33:16. That said, bread will be given and your water will be sure. Bread will be given and your water will be sure. And she said, Lord, we have the water. Please send the bread. Amen. There was a knock at the door. They opened the door and a man stood there and he said, you made my wife a dress not long ago and we never did pay you for it. Here's a sack of taters. And gave her a bushel of potatoes. And she took them in there, and they cut them potatoes up and fried them, and they had a potato feast. Because God supplied the bread and God supplied the water. Amen. Fanny Crosby was born in 1820 in New York City. When she was 6 weeks old, she had a cold in her eyes, and the doctors prescribed the wrong medicine, and she went blind. So she never remembered seeing anything. 6 weeks of age. She grew up blind with no hope. 1825, 1830, times were hard back then. But God, in 1851, she was 31 years of age. She went to a revival at the St. John's Methodist Church in New York City. And they got up and they started singing, "Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die?" That's what I like about them old songs. They're singing them in 1850. We can still sing them tonight, and they're still good. Say amen. We don't need no contemporary junk to try to reach our kids. Brother, we need the old song right out of the old black book that said, "My Savior bled, my Savior died." And the Bible said that what the Word of God said. She said, "Here, Lord." And they come to that verse, Brother Reggie said, "Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do." And Fanny Crosby got saved. She wrote a hymn. First hymn she ever wrote, she's 44 years old. And she wrote songs like, "All the way my Savior leads me." Like, "He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock and covers me there with his hand." Oh, she wrote some you've probably heard. "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine." Lord in mercy, brother. Paul McCartney, John, get out of here. I mean them little amateurs, brother. She wrote 8,000 hymns and checked out and went to heaven. A little bitty blind-headed blonde girl that the world could not have no use for. But God. But God. But God. And when I was growing up, I didn't go where he went. But I did play in a rock and roll band for a while. My mom loved the Lord. She's up there tonight. I hope she can see me. And if she is, she's saying, "Son, is that the best you can do?" Mom set me on her lap when I was a little bitty kid. She wasn't educated. She quit school in ninth grade. Many of y'all knew her. My mom set me on her lap and she'd say, "Sing that song." He sung me and go, "Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, I want to go to heaven." She'd go through the house singing that. You know why there ain't no God at your house? You go through your house singing "Achy Breaky Heart" or some fool, something like that. Mom went through the house singing, "Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, I want to go to heaven." Hell is an awful, awful place. And I grew up believing that hell was an awful place. My dad was from the mountains, born in Kentucky and raised in West Virginia. And he'd come out of there like a wild person. No education. No, didn't have no mama. Never did see his daddy. And daddy come down here and he didn't know nothing about God except what mom taught him. And as I was coming up, daddy got to drinking really, really bad. My two sisters had got married. They were having trouble. I was on my way to hell, lost without God. Daddy was laying drunk. He would get drunk. He'd stay drunk a week, 2 weeks. Then he'd sober up and do real good for a while. Then he'd get drunk, stay drunk for a week, lose his job. Mom would be crying. She's always afraid he'd drop a cigarette on the floor and burn the house down. And it finally, when I was about 16, it got to where I caught myself wanting to stay gone more and more and more because I didn't want to have to listen to it. And I felt, my sister, her and her husband was fighting. He was drinking all the time. My other sister's husband, they were drinking all the time. I was on my way, brother. I was on my way. I had a little old car, a little old convertible car, and I drove that thing all up and down these roads out here, 60 and 70 miles an hour, and I just figured one of these days, it's going to happen sooner or later. I'm going to get killed. I'm going to be like one of those young people. I really thought that. My hair was down here. I had an old pair of blue jeans. Everything was getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Sisters crying, fighting with their husbands. Daddy drunk. Mama crying. House caught on fire. I had to stay with my cousins for a while, and then I came back. Brother, I could feel it. I could feel our family was just going down. Just going down. You know what? The devil, he looked back and he said, I've got that Castle family. I've got them. Ain't nothing going to happen. I've got them right where I want them. Old man Castle drunk. Little Castle's headed right in his footsteps. Kids are messed up. That mama, ain't much I can do with her. But the rest of them, they're gone. And the devil counted us out. He thought there was no hope. But God. I'm going to tell you what God did. God sent an old man by the name of Joe Parson to Nebo over here with a revival message in his heart. And as a lady fasted for 6 days and nights and began to pray, and God moved in our little town of Nebo and revival swept through. And I got saved by the grace of God when God did that. I can make the whole sermon about my testimony, but the first... Right after I got saved, my sister come and got saved. A few months later, I preached my first sermon. My other sister got saved. Then one of my brother-in-laws, my good friend, went to visit him. He got saved. My other brother-in-law was sitting. My sister said, Danny, come over here. He's ready. I went over and sat down like this. We started talking. We fixed hamburgers, something on the grill. He got to looking there and he said, you know what? I need something. I said, you sure do. You need the Lord. He took out beer. He started popping them beers like that and poured them down the sink like that. Got saved by the grace of God. And that left everybody but my daddy. And daddy, we prayed and 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 prayed. And I used to go in and my daddy would be drunk. And my daddy would be laying in the bed drunk, passed out. And I remember going and putting my hand on his ankle like that. And I said, Lord, please don't let him go to hell. God, please don't let daddy die. God, please don't let him die. He didn't even know I was in there. One morning, me and some boys were going preaching on a Saturday morning. We got up. I came in over at Mom and Dad's. I said, I just stopped by a little bit. We're going to town to preach on the street. About that time, my daddy come through the house. He had a bag about that big. I don't know, wine, beer, all kind of stuff in it. He come in there like that. He didn't know the right terminology. He set it down on the kitchen table. He said, that's it. What he said? That's it. He said, I was down on my knees in there this morning. And he looked up like that and he said, I felt it when it come. I said, glory to God, but God, but God, but God. Listen. My sister's in heaven. My mama's in heaven. My daddy's in heaven. And me and my other sister are just waiting to see who the meanest one is to outlive the other one. I don't know. I'm telling you, through many dangers, toils, and snares, through all the problems that I've been through, I mean through the sneers and laughs of the community, where the world has made fun. And I've had my life threatened with a knife that long. I've had people call me in the middle of the night saying, "We're going to come over and burn your house down." I've had people threaten my life. My three girls sitting back there tonight, they all three know just a little bit of how the devil thought he had us all. He thought he had us all. I'm telling you, glory to God, there's still a God up there in heaven. Thank God, hallelujah, that's on his throne. Thank God Almighty, he's still God, but God. But God. You know what you ought to do tonight? You ought to give him a chance. That man right there was in Hollywood, California. Not many people ever get out of there and escape like he did. There's only one thing that brought him out, but God. Hallelujah! We ought to just stop and shout a while tonight. Woo! Lord, you can't even see him out there. There he went. I seen him go that way. Boy, some of you religious people have, if you'd smile, you'd admit you are having a good time tonight. I'm telling you tonight, but God. Where would we be but God? 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 Praise his holy name. Woo! Hallelujah. You say you're putting on. No, I'm holding back. I want to run out there. Thank God. Hallelujah. Woo! But God, where would I be? But God, you'd be out there in an old place drunk somewhere tonight. You'd be out there tonight with a needle stuck up in your arm. You'd be out there in a crack house somewhere dying, going to hell. But God, but God, but God, hallelujah. Thank God, hallelujah. Woo! I'm telling you, brother, he's on his throne. Telling you tonight, where would you be? Where would you be? We're going to show you tonight. Come on, singers. We're going to show you something tonight. Where would you be tonight? I'm going to ask you to bow your head and close your eyes, please. Every head bowed and every eyes closed. If you're here tonight and you've never been saved, this is your time to be saved. This is your night to get saved. This is your chance to be saved. You let God. You let God help you tonight. Every head bowed and every eye closed. I'm going to show you something tonight. Father, do with us and for us what needs to be done right now. Lord, there's been many a time when these girls, my girls, were out somewhere and I didn't know where they was at. I didn't know how we was going to make it. But every single time, you always helped us through it. And you always brought us out. Lord, I want to thank you for that tonight. Let somebody here tonight get a little help that needs hope. Somebody tonight that needs help, let them get help. In Jesus' name. Amen. You want to
the call comes in. We get the word. An accident or something has occurred. We begin to pray, believing we are heard. Doctors say, prepare for the worst.
But God was first on the scene before it happened. He knew our need.
you that tonight. Two words. But God. That's right. Now here tonight, you're here tonight to get some help. Something in this altar tonight. If you're here tonight, you need to get right with God. Don't leave this place tonight. So I'd get down here and get down on my knees. And I'd ask the Lord to help me. You say, preacher, that worked for them, but it won't work for me. That's not true. It'll work for me. It'll work for you. It'll work for anybody. It'll work for anybody. I don't care what your past has been. Your future can be spotless. I don't care where you've been. Get out of that seat. Make your way down here. And let's make God. Let's let the Lord take control tonight. Let's sing the chorus. You ready? Come on, Justin. Come on, get up. Come on, young people.
But God.
Come on. Come on, young people. Let's go. Get down here and get your heart right. That's right. That's right. Need some soul winners. Amen. Yes. Come on.
Before
come on, teenagers. Come on, young people tonight. Come on tonight, young people.
He knew I need. How many of us?
Come on now. Come on, young man. Come on, young lady. Get out of your seat. Come tonight. Come on. That's right. Come on.
That we wouldn't be here except for two words.
Come on tonight. Come on tonight. Amen. Keep saying tonight. Come on tonight.
But God.
You come on tonight. Come on. Let the Lord help you tonight. Somebody pray for these kids here tonight. Amen. Somebody pray for them here tonight. Yeah, come on tonight. Come on. Come on. Come on, young people. Let's go tonight. Somebody pray for these kids here tonight. Somebody come pray for these little kids out here tonight. Come on, soul winners. Pray for these little kids here tonight.
We wouldn't be here except for two words.
Come on, can you sing by God? Lord, help you tonight. Come on, young lady. Come on tonight, young man. Get your heart right down here tonight. Amen.
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 Pray. Be except for two words.
Come on tonight.
But God.
Let's sing it again. Let's sing it out loud now. Pray now. Come on now.
But God.
The Lord wants to help you tonight, friend, if you'll let Him. He'll help you tonight if you'll let Him.
Before it happened, He knew I need.
Amen.
How many of us would find it quite odd?
We wouldn't be here.
We wouldn't be here except for two words. But God.
While He plays tonight, if you come. My. Let God speak to your heart tonight. A lot of folks still praying. You saw them little kids don't know what they're doing. Yet the Bible said they do. The Bible said they do. It's them mamas and daddies don't know what they're doing. Some of you parents would be a lot better off to listen to them once in a while. They might know more God than you do. Sing it. Come on tonight. Let's obey God. You're holding back. This only comes one time a year.
When He moves among us and all that He does,
yeah, glory to God, hallelujah.
All of His mercy and all of His love.
Amen.
If the pen of a writer could write every
blessed.
Warmth in the winter.
left us. And God be good.
The changing
you need to come. Come on.
Food on my table.
Woo.
A good place to sleep.
Clothes on my back.
Clothes on my back. Shoes on my feet.
Come on.
I have been.
Young man, come on, get up, come right now. God's been good to us, amen.
So good, I have been blessed.
Listen now, come on, girls, that's right.
Arms
let's have revival. Let's let God do something for us tonight.
And a voice that can
talk. Yeah, there you go. There you
hands
go.
Hands that can touch.
Boy, God say.
Legs that can walk.
Ears that can listen, eyes that can see.
Glory to God.
I've got three
days. You're saved by the grace of God.
As long as I
yeah, that's God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Everybody sing now.
I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are you.
Come on, mamas, mamas and daddies, mamas and daddies, need to get your heart right, need to get your heart right.
So good, I have been blessed.
Listen now, listen to this.
We live in a country, it's the greatest on earth, where our flag stands for freedom. And what it is worth.
Thank God.
She stands in the harbor.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Miss Liberty calls.
All it gave
all
some.
Have gave
but some gave it all.
But some gave it all so that we could be blessed.
This is my birth. This is my testimony.
He's my shoulder to lean on. When I am bent, the roster he leads.
Glory to God, hallelujah.
I'm a bread.
Oh, praise God.
The place where
he hides me under his wings.
Not just a song.
Not just a song.
He's the reason I sing.
I have been blessed, God's so good to me.
Oh, no.
Precious are His thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them. There's not enough time, so I'll just thank Him for being so.
Still praying here tonight. Some still doing business with God. I know for some of you, you think, Lord, have mercy. You know, this only comes one time a year. If these kids are doing business with God, You or me ain't got nothing no more important than what's going on right here this altar. We get too big of a hurry. Need to get in tonight. Mamas, daddies. You know what breaks your heart? See, the devil tear families apart. Listen, we need our family. Now, all you're going to have one of these days that's on this earth is your family. That's all you're going to have with you. Them old friends you think are so cool and everything, they'll be gone. They put you in a rest home, or you go to jail, or you go to the hospital, they ain't going to be there. But your mom and daddy will. Your sister and brothers will. The Lord wants to help you. Let's just take here while these are still praying. I want to know, I don't know who all got saved tonight. We had a lot of folks up here. If you got saved tonight, or you wasn't sure of it, you made sure you were saved tonight. You got saved, or you made sure of it tonight. I want you to stand up, please. I want you to stand up. Help them. Some of you prayed with somebody. Hold on, just stand up now. I can't tell who's... Y'all stand up. Don't sit down yet. I can't tell who's stand up because they're hurting or who's got saved. Let's see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Your man back there. 5, 6, 7. Hey, I prayed for 12 tonight at least. 9. Just over here. Wave your hand at me. There you go. There you go. That's better. That's better. Thank you. I count 10. About 10, I think. Isn't that a blessing? Amen. All right. Amen. See, we'd all, the truth is we'd all go to hell, but God. Now, here's what we're going to do. Where's my light, man? Here's what we're going to do, y'all. I know you're tired, so the way we do it, we let you sleep late tomorrow. Because I know some of you have been driving all day. Now, whatever you do, don't miss tomorrow night. I've heard people say, well, I'm going to try to come one night. Listen, it ain't. We got something completely different. Tomorrow night, brand new video presentation. You'll be the first audience to see it. It's entitled, He's Alive. We're going to show you how close we are to the coming of Jesus tomorrow night. You want to see some signs? You be here tomorrow night. Tomorrow evening at 3 o'clock, we're going to have preaching. One preacher right after another. Brother Jason, they'll be here to sing. We got singers from Alabama. We got singers from Kentucky. Where you at, Loretta? Loretta Lynn's here right there. She is right there in the middle. Amen. She'll be singing tomorrow. Her name's Ugg, but her nickname's Loretta Lynn. And she'll be singing for us tomorrow. Her and Gary's here. Eugene's here from New York City. People's here from Alabama, everywhere. And a whole bunch more's coming tomorrow. Now look, hold on. The T-shirts, Brother Reggie's got a big table right here. Be sure and get you one of them camouflage witness hats. If you're a real man, wear one of them. And get your CDs, the sweatshirt, T-shirts. We also have bumper stickers put on your car. And choir CD. The Shining Light Choir has a brand new CD. And it's titled, Jesus Rescues Me. And it's God's on that CD, I'm telling you. Amen. Amen. Now, we got food. We got hamburgers and hot dogs. And you're going to make me mad. And if you go to a restaurant, you're going to get poisoned. Because we've got all this food fixed. And it's really, really, really cheap, like $2. I had a list somewhere. It's like $2 for a plate, $3 for a hamburger plate. Hamburger, drink, potato chip, you can't beat that. So they got stuff up there ready for you to eat. And they want everybody to be here at 3 o'clock tomorrow. 12 o'clock, boxing, jump house, everything. Come and watch these girls beat the devil out of each other. That'll be it tomorrow night, at 12 o'clock tomorrow. Don't miss it, okay? Straighten up your chair, you messed up. God bless you. Be here tomorrow at 3 o'clock.